Now, what's happening Tuesday, May 29th?
Well, Tuesday, we're doing like a, I don't want to call it an employee, I mean employee, but a customer appreciation thing, because we always appreciate our customers. But since Starbucks is doing this racial training thing, we looked at it as an opportunity for us to try to show other people that they have options, and them Starbucks customers hopefully will give us a chance. They need a cup of Java, that they will come to our locations in Hyde Park and Bronzeville. So we're offering entertainment. We're giving discounts to Starbucks. Loyalists bring a Starbucks card or the Starbucks tumbler or mug just to get them in the place so they can see what we offer. So it's that kind of a thing, like a celebration of coffee and community and Starbucks customers who want to try something different.
And this is direct competition. I didn't know about the second piece with people being able to bring in their Starbucks cards and get an extra discount for
right.
that. Is this the first time that
you...
Oh, go ahead. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
First time I've ever did something. You got to be creative and innovative in this day and time. I know you're going to be extinct. So you figure if a person needs their cup of Java and they can't get it from where they usually get it, and somebody going to give them a little something off on it, why not go and give them a try instead of waiting a whole day and going through headaches and withdrawals? Coming to a spot that not only got great gourmet coffee, but has the ambiance and the feel and going to give you a great experience. And I think it's an opportunity for us to do that. That's why I'm offering entertainment. You know, I got a DJ, I got a cellist, a guitar player that's going to be at Hyde Park from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then they're going to go over to my Bronzeville location from 12 to 2. Then we're going to have a DJ. And the first 3 hours we open at both locations, we're giving courtesy free cups of coffee away for 3 hours. So we're doing everything we can to try to sway them to come on over and check us out.
Now, what are the hours at both locations? Because I know celebrations are happening, you know, 6 to 9. Mm-hmm. You get the free coffee.
So
and then
for, for the event piece, it's going to be 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. at both locations. But during the week, it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. At Bronzeville, and then 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. At Hyde Park, we are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. But on Friday, we still open a little bit later because we have a liquor license, so we try to serve wine and different mixed drinks with the coffee. We still open to 7 on Saturdays, Fridays and Saturdays, and then Sunday we go back to the 6 o'clock.
Now, let's get into the reason why Starbucks is closing in the first place. As a business owner, especially in the same business as a company like Starbucks, what was your reaction when you saw those two men being treated the way they were treated? And what is your reaction to the response that Starbucks gave?
Well, I looked at it two ways. The first thing, I looked at it as a teachable moment for all of my employees, because being a small business, you know, or a big business for that matter, a corporation, your employees are the face of your business and they protect your brand. I explained to them that you see how the decision that one young lady made in Philadelphia affected this whole corporation nationally. It sent their whole trajectory of their business spiraling downward and caused a PR frenzy. That was the first piece I noticed. The second piece was, now here's an opportunity also for us to get out in front of the curb and say, hey, this is not how we treat our customers. This is not how we show dignity and respect to the people that come in and spend money in our establishment that allow us to pay our customers and pay our bills. So it was two plies for me, a teachable moment and an opportunity. And by no means do I ever want to, you know, rise at someone else's demise. Now, that other part of the question which you asked, I think he handled it well, the CEO. A lot of people say, he didn't put no spokesperson out there. He didn't release no statement. He got out in front of the cameras himself and said, hey, we made a boo-boo, and we got to fix it. You know, some people feel as though that wasn't enough, but as a business owner, what else can you do? You get out there and you try to fix it. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if an hour, 2 hours of training going to fix anything like that. That's probably systemic, and it probably should be more than just, and it just may be step one for them. I don't know. But I know closing 8,000 stores for an hour and a half, or however long they're doing it, they're not going to fix a problem if there's something going on like that throughout the corporation.
Right. And lastly, and this is a question I've always wanted to ask an African-American business owner, because usually when we see these types of things happen, you have numbers of protests and boycotts happen, mm-hmm. and there's this surge of energy towards supporting African-American businesses. And I just want to know your response to that surge of energy, but being sparked by, as you said earlier, by something negative that happens. And I wonder mm-hmm. if you, when you see these surges, do you see a drop off afterward? You know, do you believe that people will right. continue to come back after, you know, this engagement? And not to say that you aren't always packed anyway. I've been to both right. Sip and Serve, several locations. You're always packed. You always are receiving this type of support. But just your thoughts on right. that type of energy being getting more attention after these types of unfortunate things happen.
Right. First and foremost, thanks, brother, for the compliments of, you know, being there. I appreciate that. This is how I look at that piece. A lot of my regular customers said they should have been coming here in the first place, be they white, black, green, Martian, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Indian, Chinese, because I offer a good product. They appreciate the ambiance and all that, but some people just like status. Starbucks, when you walk around with that, you know, green mermaid on your cup, you've arrived, I guess. The way I look at it is, this thing is either going to be a moment or a movement. And what I mean by that, people get upset, oh, what the hell, for a little while until somebody appeases them, come in and get, you know, $20 put on your gift card, free, or we'll do XYZ, and it goes away. Or it could be people that stand firm on their character and their beliefs and say, hey, I refuse to spend money with this place for whatever reason, whether it be for what happened with them guys or certain service they didn't have. And it becomes a movement where them people talk to other people or let other people know, hey, this place where I'm going, be it my place or someone else's for that matter, they offer just as good a product, the service is better, the ambiance is nice, it's more community-oriented, and the people there treat you with dignity and respect. And my thing is, it remains to be seen. I've been tracking my numbers. You know, there's been a spike, but my degree and background is in statistics and economics, so, you know, it's not a big enough sample set yet to say, hey, this is really going in the right direction, it's going to continue. You know, talk to me in 6 months, a year and a half, and see, did we capture those people that didn't want to be there? Because I'm trying to get them in my rewards program where I can see who these new people are. Are they recidivists? Are they coming back? Are they spending money with us? Are they telling other people about it? Are they posting it? Are they putting it on their social media? Are they talking? I have the ability to track that. So it's still early in the game right now, but, you know, I feel real good about it. I'm getting a lot of attention. I know people that want me to open up places all over the country now because of this, but it's a little bit more than that. It takes
right,
a lot.
Right, right.
So, yeah, but I'm tracking it, and I feel you. I need to know, is this a moment? Is this a movement?
Right.
This could be a turning point for my business for sure.
All right, man. The owner of Sip and Savor, Trez Pugh III, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to WGN Radio's newsroom. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.